ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
State by-elections tend not to attract a lot of attention, but tomorrow's contest for the seat of Mulgrave in Melbourne's southeast is a little different. It's the seat formerly held by Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews, and the outcome is shaping up as an early test for the woman who replaced him in the state's top job, Jacinta Allan. But the result will also give some indication of how Victoria's beleaguered opposition is faring. To tell us more, we're joined by Cos Samaras, who's a former Labor strategist and now director at the Redbridge Group. Good morning, Cos.
Good morning.
Most of our listeners won't know anything about this electorate. We're a national show, of course. Just tell us about Mulgrave and why it even matters.
So it's a seat situated in Melbourne's southeast, relatively financially well off. It's atypical of Melbourne's middle suburbia, so to speak. It's a type of seat that Labor should hold, but increasingly the situation in seats like that are becoming more and more, I would say, stressed given the economic situation at the moment.
You've described Labor's candidate as one of the best picks. Just tell me why you think that and who it is.
Yeah, so from a diverse background, well known in the area, you could say born and bred in the area. She's a psychologist by trade, currently or former mayor in the local government area that straddles through the state seat of Mulgrave. So it's a pretty good pick. Melbourne is increasingly becoming more and more diverse. Many millennials and Gen Z come from diverse backgrounds in Melbourne. So it's atypical Melbourne pick.
That's a good description. So Labor's main rival is a local businessman. And tell me about him and what are his chances?
So Dean Cook, he stood as an independent at the last election. There was obviously a lot of noise around his nomination at that last election. He was standing principally as in opposition to Daniel Andrews. He's doing it again. Look, I expect the independent vote to be fairly high. We should see the major party vote struggle. So what I'm saying here is that the Labor Party will experience a swing of some sort on their primary vote. And probably the same will apply to the opposition as well. And it will most likely be soaked up by the independent.
So you've said this by-election will be a test for how the coalition is faring in Victoria. Why do you see it that way?
Well, they 2 points here. So the seat of Mulgrave is atypical of Melbourne, but also will be what most of suburban Melbourne will look like in the years to come. So relatively financially okay. So the highest dwelling type in Mulgrave are people who own their home outright, which is fairly unusual. It's extremely diverse, a little bit older than the median age of the city of Greater Melbourne. So if you're not winning seats like that, you're going to be in trouble as a political party. And if you're not enjoying swings to you in seats like that, you're going to be in trouble. So if tomorrow night the ballot boxes are opened and the coalition doesn't have a significant swing to it, then it's a problem long term.
Jacinta Allan is the new Premier in Victoria, nearly 8 weeks into the job. Is this vote likely to be, I don't know if the word verdict is quite right, but some sort of judgment on her performance?
Probably not. Look, I would say that right now she's not really defined herself with the Victorian public. She hasn't been in long enough. I would say that if we were looking at a by-election this time next year, then we could say, yes, okay, that's probably a result that we should look at in terms of that sort of measurement.
That's just way too early, right?
Yeah, it's way too early. And most people would be, most voters that we talk to kind of know her. She's not really defined herself. She's got a few positive attributes. I mean, she's the first young mum to be a premier of any state in this country. So she's got children at school. And that's an asset that she needs to shape and really sell out there. But at the moment, at very low levels of awareness.
Any word on what Daniel Andrews has been up to? There's some sort of very interesting stories out, which have kind of provoked a lot of grumpiness in the community.
Yeah, I think some of your colleagues in the media have got more interest in that than most punters do. So they, I would say he's enjoying not being the epicenter of everyone's attention.
The reset that Jacinta Allen has provided, has she kind of, you know, moved away from that era, the Daniel Andrews era, in a notable way, in your view?
Yeah, we could safely say that Daniel Andrews was a divisive figure, particularly within the electorate. So you either loved him or you hated him. I think we could safely say that paradigm has moved on, she at the moment seems to be projecting a more calmer, less divisive type of brand when it comes to her government. So let's see what happens over the next 12 months.
Yeah, it'll be very interesting. Thanks, Cos.
No problem. Thank you.
Cos Samaras, Director of the Redbridge Group.
Stream any ABC radio station live and on the go. Discover new podcasts, music and audiobooks, all free on the ABC Listen app.